This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you on the Odyssey app. It is Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning. It's been a minute since we heard this.
I know.
We missed her.
Since the Australian Open.
Last year was a treat. We had Karen on five times or four times. No, five times
because of the Olympics.
The Olympics.
Yeah,
she got the what do we call it? The golden guest.
There we
trophy
go.
Last year. but anyway, we love hearing making her laugh. You know, it's just well, Karen, we miss you. Welcome back, Karen Pestana, Tennis Panorama, but a family member on the show. Get ready for the French, and of course, got to talk to you. We got all kinds of questions. How have you been?
Okay. French Open now on a different network, so it's going to be a different experience watching it on television. So, you know, now no longer Tennis Channel, now TNT and the whole Discovery Warner group.
Don't worry. You have trouble with the name. We have trouble spinning the name, and it's down the street and around the corner. Because it's been Turner forever. Let's start with that, though, because the roster of people they have working is pretty impressive. And it's some folks we know. We got Christopher Eubanks
from Atlanta
is going to be on there. Sloane Stephens is going to be a part of it. Mm-hmm. Talk about the cast we're going to get to see.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
I know, Sloane Stephens, Venus Williams, Chris Eubanks. I mean, these people who could be playing and who are actually going to be commentating. It's going to be interesting to see Venus as a commentator. I'm looking forward to that, to see how she does. And Sloane, well, Sloane, you know, she did that stint with Tennis Channel while she was injured, and then ends up winning the U.S. Open a few months later.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you what, if Chris Eubanks embraces the nicknames, especially the giraffe that his friends, the other tennis players, Coco gave him, if he embraces that, along with the personality that he has, I absolutely believe he's going to be the next star. Because folks are getting tired. McEnroe's, it's time for them to exit stage left. They need some new voices.
The thing with McEnroe, yes, I don't like to listen to McEnroe either. However, whether you love him or hate him, he attracts people, and he'll be there as long as he wants to be there. But yes, I love Chris Eubanks. He's really good. And being a player, he has a better sense of analyzing than others. So, yeah, I'm with you there. Yeah, McEnroe, I'm tired of him.
see, folks. Always great to have her here with us on the wakeboard.com hotline. Great to spend some time with Karen Pistana. And she is special. She is special. She is social. Let me get this. It's a holiday, right?
Feel better. It's not me this time.
Social.
Go ahead.
You can always find her at Tennis News TPN, at Tennis News TPN. Before we really get into the French Open, there's an event going on today with someone who's going for their 100th title. And I don't know if it's flying below the radar. Any kind of unusual for someone of his magnitude to be playing the Saturday before a slam begins? Talk about Novak Djokovic.
Yes, it's very unusual for like a highly ranked player to play the week before a major. But Djokovic needs, you know, he needed the practice, really. He hasn't been playing all as much as he could, and he hasn't, you know, won anything on clay, coming into the French Open, so he needs the practice. And, I guess he figured, let me get some matches in, but it looked like he might be winning his 100th title. So, you know, good for him. And I'm sure that I don't think he'll be playing his match until Tuesday or Wednesday at the French Open, so at least there's a bit of space before he has to start.
Is this all a byproduct of him feeling, what's the word to use?
No, here we go.
Here we go. He's feeling like he's not the man anymore. He's feeling his age. He's feeling his
window starting to close.
Yeah, and you got regardless, and we can get into this whole drug thing with the number one player in the world right now.
But he got to meet the Pope.
Oh, yeah, that's
okay. Well, I didn't
a sinner met the Pope, yep.
Yeah, we're not making no fun of no Pope these days. He's from Chicago.
Yeah,
all right, so
yeah,
we're going to leave that alone. But anyway, yep. I'm asking about the other guys that are around the corner. We don't know what's going to happen with Alcaraz. We got sinner there. My point is that this guy is seeing he's on the 18th hole of his career. Mm-hmm. And these tournaments who he would normally pass by is the reason why, in my mind, we're seeing him now? Is that a reason why? Plus coming back from the injury?
Yeah, like I said, he needs practice. He obviously needs some more practice on the clay to prepare for the French Open. But yeah, I really do think that when his injury going back to the Australian Open, in my personal opinion, I think he should have rested longer. That's my personal opinion. But only he knows what his body can take. So, and also, too, he just turned 38, what was it, yesterday or the day before yesterday?
Yeah.
Nadal retired at 38. It's closer to the end, way closer to the end than the beginning. And, you know, the only goal left for him right now is to win a 25th major.
Yep, he's going to do that. And we talk about that. That is about to get underway. Sinner is obviously your number one seed. With Alcaraz at the number two seed. But we got an American at the number four seed. Number four seed in the men's draw. Talk about that.
Yeah, Taylor Fritz. You know, he keeps playing every week and doing well, and his ranking's up there. I wouldn't say clay is his favorite surface, but there he is in the thick of things. But he's on the Alcaraz side of the draw, so if he did reach his seeding, he would be playing Alcaraz in the semifinals. So I don't know. To be quite honest, I'm not sure that he gets all the way to the semifinals. But Tommy Paul, who is, I think, the 12th seed, he's definitely more of a loves clay courts better than Taylor Fritz. But, you know, Taylor Fritz has been doing really well, so maybe he can carry that confidence onto the clay and do better than he has in past French Opens.
Karen Pastena, Tennis Panorama, joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I was going to ask you, you just mentioned a name, but who is that person that you see stepping up? Because this surface is different than any others that these guys go on to, and they got to prep for it leading up to it, this clay top, this clay surface. And who is that name? Man, or women?
Tommy Paul. As a junior, he won the French Open, and he likes the clay. And, you know, when you think of American men, you don't necessarily think of them winning the French Open. But the only bad thing with Tommy Paul is I think he's in Alcaraz as part of the draw. So that doesn't help much.
They fumble the top Americans down to that end, huh?
Yeah. So, you know, but
the last American to win, I think, was Agassi?
Yeah, it was Agassi. Is that crazy?
Very good.
Before him, it was Michael Chang. I saw somebody interviewing Michael Chang.
Michael Chang. Wow. You know,
Michael Chang was like the first one to win since like Tony Trabert.
I mean,
I remember that.
He beat Lindell. He beat Lindell.
Yeah, I remember that. Broke down in the court.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember watching that stuff.
But I mean, it's so difficult for the American men. Maybe we get a better result with the American women where. Seeds 2 and 3 are from the United States. How about that?
Yeah, we've got Coco Gauff as the number 2 seed and Jessica Pegula as the 3rd seed. And none of those ladies are afraid to play on clay, I'm going to tell you that. But if they were an outsider, American woman that would do well, I'd say Danielle Collins.
Okay.
I mean, Danielle, you know, she's a fighter on any surface. But, you know, watch out for her because even though she is not seated, I don't think she's seated, she could give everybody problems.
She gave, a cameraman problems when I was watching this.
Oh, yeah. You look too close.
Yeah, you look
too
close.
She's trying to get some water. Back off.
I have my own nickname. A lot of people call her Danielle because she can be pretty vocal. I'll leave it at that.
I never saw those water machines, though, before behind the umpire's thing. Normally they have bottles. Normally they all carry bottles, but they had a nice little cool. We got to get one in here, Sam.
Can we get one
that
installed?
That was a nice water machine they had there.
Will the home office spring for one of those for us?
A nice sponsor came up and put that on there.
That'll be nice.
Hey, Karen, I wanted to ask you, where was it last year? Because I can't remember that Coco had kind of a meltdown. Was it here at the French or was it somewhere else where she said during her that it always happens here every time I come. Where was that? Where she was complaining.
Oh, my goodness. Was it the French?
I thought it was.
I may have been the French. So remember her having problems in the Olympics, but that's another thing.
Well, in France. Yeah, you're right. So it was here in the. So are we past that? Is this something?
Because remember last year we played the same place.
Right. So
it turned right around and came back.
Here we are. We're back there again. This is what I was getting to. Is it the surface? Is it the way this tournament is officiated? Is it just kind of Coco being a little bit of a diva? What is it about this tournament that you've observed over the few years that she's been playing top tennis that has got this blind spot with her?
Well, for a lot of people who – I'm just making a generalization here. For a lot of people who have power, you know, the clay kind of nullifies the power. Because it slows down the ball. So something you hit that you may be a winner on a hard court is not necessarily a winner on the clay court because the ball gets slowed down. So it's not as easy. Your power is not necessarily going to win you as many points. That's what I think it is.
Yeah. I'm watching Ben Shelton, young American, is going to be the 13th seed. You wonder how that goes. And his father's over there working with him, Brian Shelton. Of course, Ben was born here in Atlanta because his dad was coaching over at Georgia Tech. Remember asking Brian Shelton about playing on the clay. Not just clay, but the particular type of clay that you play on there in Europe. And he said it exposes any weakness. If you got any weakness in your game, it will expose it. You know, and it's something that just don't get a chance to spend a lot of time on this limited window of the schedule But that's the thing about it. And it encourages create patience and creativity.
It's true.
Yeah,
true. And speaking of Ben Shelton, he's got a ton match. Sonego, who likes to play on clay. So that's going to be a tough one for Ben. Because Ben, I think Sonego is a 2-1 advantage on Shelton. But Shelton recently beat him in the quarters of the Australian Open. So we'll see how that goes. See if Shelton has learned some more clay skills from his dad or strategy from his dad.
You know, you guys saying what you just said,
yep.
The way you said it and articulated the way to go about approaching the French Open, and I kind of knew this, but I never heard it. The way you just said it, the clouds parted, and it gave me, and Karen, back me up on this one, is this the reason why in this one particular tournament that Chris Evert dominated Martina Navratilova? Because you talk about finesse game, that was her. She was the Greg Maddux. Martina was the Randy Johnson, Roger Clemens.
Yeah. Well, but also, too, Chris Evert was a backboard. She hit everything back. So she was a patient player, and being patient, you have to strategize by moving the ball around in certain ways to try to coax an error. But she was a backboard in general, regardless of the surface. So I'm sure that frustrated Martina because she was a serve and volleyer, and so she did not have the patience that Evert had. So being a clay court, you have to have patience because usually serve and volleyers don't do well on clay. And that's because of that power factor, how the court nullifies it.
Watch how I do this. Martina and Chrissy were Magic and Larry. And then as everything that you just said about the finesse and all that and the power, then Steffi Graf came in like Jordan and knocked everybody out.
Yeah.
How about that? Is that about right?
Yeah.
All right, I'm dropping the mic on that when y'all finish.
All right. Well, that's also what allowed Michael Chang to be successful, because he had those wheels and he would just run down everything. You know, when he was 17 years old. I mean, you can't have a 17-year-old kid out there competing with grown men now. I mean, you just don't. That is just unheard of. But Karen, we tell you what, time for us to move.
Oh, we get her on Monday.
Monday. Were you going to come back Monday?
Monday, bright and early on Monday.
Yeah, we got you. So we're on 6 to 10 on Monday, so we'll have your regular time.
Meanwhile, save us something on the grill up there. I know y'all going to be grilling something good up there, right?
Yeah, we are. Yeah. And hopefully, if the weather cooperates, we'll be in the pool, too. So
there we go. All right,
there's
now.
There's a picture right there.
There we go.
Watch your mouth. Her husband's listening there, man. We'll be cool with that. Yes. All right.
You won't invite us over to the grill.
No, we ain't coming to his barbecue. I don't think I am. I know I ain't. Karen Pastena, enjoy.
Thank you.
Yes, as always, thank you.
For contributing
to the show.
All right, see you guys on Monday.
Talk to you Monday. There you go. Right. Karen Pastena, Tennis Panorama, having some fun with.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.